A new research ship to be based in Alaska hits the water next month. The 261-foot Sikuliak is being built at a shipyard in Marinette, Wisconsin, for the National Science Foundation. The $200 million ice-going ship will be operated by the University of Alaska Fairbanks and home-ported at its Seward Marine Center to serve scientists from around the world. UAF School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences Dean Michael Castellini says work is progressing on the Sikuliak in preparation for launching October 13th.
We've got 38 days to launch, and it's been painted at this point. And in about 10 days, they're going to take it out of the building that it's been constructed in, and they put the last bits on top, the superstructure, the tower, because the building's just not tall enough to do that. And then they'll roll it out next to the river, and we launch it into the river. At that point, it's about 80% complete. And they'll spend the next couple of months putting stuff on.
In 2013, the Sikuliak will sail through Lake Michigan, out the St. Lawrence Seaway, down the east coast of the U.S., through the Panama Canal, and then up to Alaska. It's scheduled to arrive in Seward in January of 2014. The vessel will be able to travel through up to 2.5 feet of ice, a capability Castellini says will make it unique in the United States.
There is no other ice-capable research vessel in the entire U.S. fleet. So this is it. It's the only game in town. So that's why we're very excited about it. And it's global class. And that means it's the most robust, strongest, capable of going anywhere in the world's oceans. And there's only 3 or 4 of those at all in the United States anyway. And this is the only ice-capable one.
Castellini says the NSF will pay UAF about $14 million a year to operate the vessel, with a resulting direct cash injection into Alaska of $3.5 to $5 million annually. A group of 10 UAF School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences staff have relocated to Wisconsin to work on the Sikuliak project. The ship's crew of 40 will join them next year. Once in operation, the Sikuliak will accommodate up to 26 scientists on a range of projects, employing technology, including remotely operated vehicles and sonar to explore the sea.